Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is episode number 163. It's May 27th, 2020, and we are still kicking, people. We are kicking like nobody's business. I was about to say we're like Chuck Norris. That's right. Chuck Norris kicking. I don't know where that's going. Anyways, I want to talk to you today about something that I think will give you some perspective and hopefully change your way of thinking just like it's changed mine. And I want to talk to you about flipping your mindset about selling, getting business from what you are selling to why you are selling. Okay? Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so you know me trying to, you know, figure out a way to relay a message. You know, I love to do that. But, you know, I this podcast, my YouTube channel, you know, all the things that I've put together and I've done over the last couple of years, you know, it's all been inspired by, you know, one belief. And that belief has always been that, you know, I believe that anything is possible for any of us. I believe that you, me, anyone can accomplish whatever we want to accomplish if we have that passion, if we have that belief, if we are willing to do the work that goes with it. And we're not going to listen to what other people tell us we can't do. I've always believed that. And it wasn't until I embraced that belief that my life changed. Now, I want to tell you just a quick story about why, you know, I think success came to me in the form of this voiceover business. And it didn't in my other ventures. And, you know, I don't talk about them a lot. I talk about them occasionally. But what you might not know is that, you know, I've tried many other businesses. I've tried many other ventures throughout my life. You know, teaching has always been what I've done, but I've tried to do multiple things. You know, I think it first started out with me trying to do this multi-level marketing thing called Quickstar. I don't know if any of you ever remember Quickstar. It was a subsidiary, an offshoot of Amway when Amway was in big trouble. I suppose Amway is always in trouble, but you know, it was an offshoot of that. And I had a friend who approached me about it. I didn't know anything about it at the time, and he approached me about it, and it was this exciting dream of making lots of money and living a lifestyle that, you know, only a few people live. And, you know, I got caught up in that excitement of the money and the lifestyle and the promises, you know, so I did that for a while. And it really did a lot for me, not necessarily in a good way. You know, it put a big strain on my family and my relationships, and was not a good representation of what I was trying to accomplish. And I failed. I failed at it. I did not succeed. I spent a lot of money, and I tried. I did a lot of crazy stuff, right? I did a lot of crazy stuff that these people tell you to do to get more people in your downline or whatever. And, you know, it just didn't pan out to work. Then I went into banking. I was in banking for a while, and, you know, at that time, I was transitioning. I had stopped teaching because I had wanted to go and you know, be a full-time business owner. And I went into banking so I could work a day job because I had moved out of teaching. And I got a night job as a security guard in order to do this business, right? This multi-level marketing business. And then I was like, well, you know, that was tearing me apart because I just couldn't do the night work without being totally exhausted all the time. And I was having trouble sleeping, if you ever worked a night shift before. And so I got a job at a bank as kind of a glorified teller slash financial services advisor, not a financial advisor, like where you have a certification, but more so like I helped people, I sold products and things like that from the bank, but, you know, I wasn't certified as an advisor. Anyways, throughout that process, I was looking for a business and I convinced myself that I wanted to buy a business. And I found eventually I found a restaurant, a small restaurant, and I was able to find a restaurant that the people were doing personal financing, right? They were doing the owner financing. So I bought the business. I've never worked in a restaurant. Now, my mom owned a restaurant for a short period of time, but she's a fantastic cook, I'd never been to any culinary school besides, you know, helping my mom sweep up and stuff at the restaurant, you know, when I was at college, because she only owned it for a few years. You know, I had never worked at a restaurant, didn't know anything about it, but I was going to buy a business and be successful. Well, I bought this restaurant and I did my very best for 2 years and I was miserable. Here I had bought my own business. I was miserable. And the whole idea behind this business was I was going to buy a restaurant. I was going to buy another restaurant. I was going to hire people to run it. I was going to get residual income and be able to live a fabulous life from all the money I was making, right? I was going to be able to buy a big house and buy cars and a boat and all this stuff. You know, every day I thought that was the key to success. Well, clearly that didn't work out. So, you know, I went back to teaching and, you know, during this time too, there was a huge, you know, internet boom with websites and Google Ads and all this stuff. And I got hooked up in that. So I started trying to make websites, you know, with keywords and long tail keywords and all of these things, you know, so I tried to, so that, you know, people would find them in the rankings and you'd get clicked on, you know, in the ads, you'd make revenue and it would be residual income and all this stuff. And I started following all these people who did these things. And again, I put all of this stuff together because I wanted to make more money, because I needed to make more money. I was missing something in my life. You know, things were fine. I mean, I wasn't struggling financially. We were living paycheck to paycheck, but not in a manner in which we couldn't eat or we couldn't have a good time, you know what I mean? I mean, we still had a nice roof over our head and we still had nice cars and things. So it wasn't, you know, I wasn't struggling, but, you know, it wasn't lots of money, you know? So anyways, I thought that's, again, what I needed, and I failed. I failed because as time went on, things changed. It wasn't inspiring me. Nothing was happening. You know, so of course, you know, through all this whole time I'm teaching and I'm working in theater and, you know, I'm really struggling with it because yes, I enjoy theater. It's a passion of mine, but, you know, I was missing something. Nothing was inspiring me to, go be above and beyond, you know, and it was very limiting, you know, in public education. It's amazing how hard teachers work and administrators work. It's a really amazing field and a selfless field, because there is really it's not a field you get in to spread your wings. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not, you know, to spread your wings and fly and go as far as you can go. You know, that's not teaching. You know, teaching is about, you know, being a part of a machine and helping young people learn how to be an effective member of that machine. That's really what it is. Anyways, the point is that, you know, all of these things were happening and all I constantly thought about was, you know, I'm not making enough money. I'm unhappy because I'm not making enough money. Well, I think I got to a point where I was so just fed up with, you know, not feeling. It was the feeling. I was fed up with not feeling like I was being successful, but more so it was like there was a hole. You know, I felt like there was this big hole inside me. And I didn't know how to fill it. I tried filling it with all these different other get rich kind of things, or buying a business, or trying online stuff. I tried to fill it with crazy hobbies or things that just that made no sense, you know. And my wife was fed up with all of this stuff that I had tried. You know, it was like, oh, here we go again, another scheme to make money. You know, it was, you know, and she was like, I just want you to do one thing and be happy about it. You know, and I think that was me. I was doing stuff. I was doing good work where I was at. You know, I was at this time, as we move closer to me starting this business, you know, I was teaching theater, and which is what I always taught. And, you know, I was at a fine arts magnet school. So by all accounts, from a teaching standpoint, I was at a place that teachers dream about being at, right? Because all the kids there really did want to be there. It was a school dedicated to completely what I was doing, not having to deal with all of the craziness, you know, that goes usually with a public school drama program. So anyways, but the point is, again, I was just missing that piece of my life. And I remember it was my birthday, April 4th, 2017. And I thought, you know, something has to change. Something has to change. I have to feel like I'm living again. You know, I have to feel like I'm pushing myself, doing something that is fulfilling me, because nothing was fulfilling me. You know, and part of me felt guilty about that, because, you know, I had a beautiful family. I had a great house, but it was a house. I had my own house. You know, we had a cat, two children, a beautiful wife. You know, we both had two, you know, middle class jobs. I mean, you know, it was good. It should have been enough. Because everybody tells you that should be enough. But it just wasn't. It wasn't enough for me. And I had to do something. So I thought, you know, my whole life when I was young and I got into the theater and I was also playing football, you know, I knew that as I grew up, I wanted to either be a professional athlete or be in entertainment, because, you know, there was only two places in the world that I ever felt truly at home, like I belonged there in the moment. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but when I was on the football field and, you know, that whistle would blow, those few seconds felt, I felt alive. I felt that that was the place I needed to be. And the same thing on the stage. When the lights went up, the curtain opened, and I was out on the stage, and there is that moment where it's you and hundreds or thousands of other people. And in that moment, you were all connected in one place, in one message. It's special. I used to call it my drug, because, you know, I was kind of strange in that sense. I didn't drink really, but I used to call that my drug. It was getting on stage and doing stuff like that, you know. And I thought to myself on my birthday, you know, years ago, 3 years ago or whatever, that I needed to find that again. And I'd never actually gone to pursue my career after college, because I needed to get a job, and I had found this beautiful woman that I loved and I wanted to marry. And I realized that I had to make choice, you know, and I'm very happy with the choice I made, but I chose to be with her and one place. So before I could look around for work in that place, you know, I had to get a job because college was ending. So I became a teacher. And I knew the people because I'd went to the school district where I taught in, and I knew the people because I'd, you know, pretty much grown up there. And I did a lot, you know, with theater and football, and I was successful in some small way and people knew me. So it was easy for me to get a job as a teacher and to start my life that way. But I had never really gone and pursued beyond summer work, you know, doing summer professional work, which I had done many summers after I graduated. But I'd never done any work where I had just thrown it all threw caution to the wind and tried to be a professional entertainer. I don't know if it was fear. I don't know if it just got life caught. Your life happened and all that kind of stuff that we know. Just one day you wake up and you realize that what you started out trying to do is not what you're doing. And but anyways, I wanted to find that again. I wanted to find that feeling of feeling alive. So anyways, I started to look around and thought, well, the dilemma I had was that I couldn't just leave my home and my family and go to New York or LA. I mean, I live in Virginia, you know, and I couldn't just go to, there's some certain places if you really want to make a go at theater, you need to be able to be mobile because, you know, jobs, you know, theater begins and it ends. Which is one of the reasons I loved it, right? Because it wasn't something that I love new things happening, new challenges, new problems to solve. I love that's a passion of mine. It's a feeling of being alive. So I knew that I couldn't do that because, you know, I want and that was a big reason I didn't go into acting in the first place, really, because I wanted to have a stable home environment. It wasn't something I necessarily had when I was young. My mom did amazing. She did everything for me and my sister, but it was tough. It was tough in the sense that, you know, we were always, we were moving around a bit when we were young. Anyway, so the thing is that I looked around, I couldn't find anything that was going to pay me a lot of money. I tried to find things and we had gotten to a point, which you might feel in a similar way, where, you know, you just can't ignore the fact that you got bills and you've got a family and you got kids and you got a mortgage and you got insurance and all this stuff that we got to pay now. You know, you're not as free as you were when you first started out, right? The weight of debt is upon you. But what I did was I looked on, you know, I was looking around for some way to get started back in actually performing myself. Because it had been a while since I had the opportunity to perform by myself in a manner in which wasn't related to, you know, school or something, right? And I found a video. I found a video online about voiceover. But and a lot of you know the story after that. But here's the thing, and I hope you caught that, and I just kind of underplayed it. But this whole entire story on this podcast I've been telling you about has been about a huge change, right? All of the things I attempted before this last business on April 4, 2017 has always been about money. It's been about prestige. It's been about things. It's been about what I can get from being successful monetarily. That's what it's always been about. But when I started this business, it's funny to tell you this and crazy to think, but this is the first time in my life that I started something not for the money. Now, mind you, that doesn't mean that money wasn't on my mind because I thought it'd be really cool to make some money. But I started this business because I needed to fulfill something that was missing in my life. I was tired of it missing. Right? I was sick about it. It was eating me alive. Maybe you can relate to that. And explaining it to other people, you know, you kind of look at and you would even open up to them like I'm kind of opening up to you, and they would look at you like you're crazy. So, of course, we don't open up to people. We keep that inside of us, and everybody thinks we should be feeling great, and everybody thinks we're doing amazing. Okay. And yeah, we got our bills paid, and yes, we're responsible with our money, but or maybe we're not responsible for with our money, but either way, something's missing. And this was the first time with this voiceover business that I created something to actually fulfill a piece that was missing in my life, not money. I mean, I'm going to be completely upfront with you guys. I had no clue or even imagine that I would be where I am now and make the money I make now, live in the home I live. It's so ironic. And I hope this is a lesson you get from this whole thing. The irony of it is getting all of the things that I wanted came from me not actually trying to get those things. It came from me trying to actually fulfill what was missing in my life, which was that feeling that I was alive, that feeling that I was doing something more with my life, that I was pushing the limits of what was possible for me, that I was doing things that people said were impossible. You know, sure, was me latching on to Fiverr part of that maybe rebellious kind of, you know, people are going to tell you can't do it, so I'm going to make it happen and I'm going to do it and figure it out? Maybe, sure, could have been, right? But again, it was about me feeling alive. It wasn't about me making... I honestly never thought I could make this much money from one platform. I'm not some sage or some, you know, genius. Okay. It was from passion. And you know what? That's if hopefully if that can help you open your eyes with everything that we do and everything that you do from now on, make it about more than money. It's so mind-boggling. And you might be in a place where you're like, I want to do that, Anthony, but I really need the money. And I get that. I get that. And we're all in different places. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for me, it wasn't even that I needed the money, because technically I didn't need it. And I ask you the same thing. How many of you really need the money? I mean, really need it. As opposed to how many of you need to feel fulfilled, and we think it's the money that's going to do it. That's what I thought for the longest time. And the irony behind all of this, again, is that all the money, and I'm not rich or anything, but I make so much more than I did when I was teaching or when I was just trying to do the things to make money. And, you know, you hear people talk about that. Oh, don't do it for the money. Or, you know, that's never going to work. And you know what? I always thought it was BS, but it's actually really true. Because the first time in my life, I tried something, I created something to fulfill what was missing in my life, that feeling, that why, the why I was actually here to live. The first time I actually tried to go after something. I was so fortunate that voiceover was something that I could do from my home. It was just for the right moment, the right time in my life that it happened. But it was the first time that it was ever not about the money, not just about the money. It was about more than that. And lo and behold, the one time in my life it's not about the money, my business, my life changed forever. We're all in different places in our lives. I know that. You're in a different place. I'm a different place. You might be young and just starting a family. You might be retired and, you know, looking to enjoy, you know, the rest of your time here on earth. You might have grandkids. You might be, you know, in your 40s and looking for a different way. You've lived half of your life and you're tired of the way things look. But you love your family and your life. You might be just, you know, getting out of a horrible relationship and you need something new. I mean, there's so many different places and moments in time that we are. But I think if I can just relay this feeling, this message to you in this podcast, it's that please, for everything that you try to do, do it because you believe in it. You want to believe in it. Do it for yourself, not for the money. Because I know, and I've heard other people say this too, and it doesn't really ever really sink in until it actually physically happens to you. But when you have money, well, then what? Right? There's got to be more. I hope this helps. I hope this helps you. I hope that you get something from this podcast today. And if you do, share it with someone. Share it with someone that, you know, really you feel needs it. All right? And I hope that my story can inspire you. Again, with the belief that I wanted to believe that anything is possible. Right? And what I had done in the past continuously led me to believe that it wasn't. And this was the first time where I really pushed that limit and proved that it is possible if you want it bad enough and you're willing to work for it. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate it. Have a wonderful week. I will talk to you soon. Peace.